This is episode 2345 of Your Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day five of our series. This week, the theme is embracing confidence. And as you're guided through meditations to help you tap into that best part of who you are, you have a challenge this week, and your challenge is a very special one. It has you going on a vision quest. Every week, we explore a challenge to go a little more deeply into the week's meditation theme. The challenge this week has you visualizing a few times a day, maybe setting an alarm on your phone, that's what I do, and breaking away from whatever you're doing and sitting up or laying down and visualizing yourself feeling how you want to feel and doing what you want to do and achieve. This is a powerful way that many people the world over throughout the centuries claim that doing this was a key to their success. I'm sure you've heard stories of people who visualize every morning or every evening what it is they want, and they achieve it. Whatever you focus on, that's what you begin to attune yourself to. So it's not some kind of magic. It's truly you're tuning your brain to focus on what it is you want. And your brain is going to focus on something, so why not have it focus on exactly what you want in life and how you want to feel each day? In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to tap into those unique qualities that help you to feel more confident. And if you're a fan of the chakras, I know many of you are. Some of you might not really know what a chakra is. Chakras are areas within your body that represent emotions or memories. It's that mind-body connection where your thoughts influence how you feel in your body. So if you'd like to focus on a chakra, your seventh chakra at the crown of your head would be a great one to focus on during today's meditation. Now there's a color and an element and a sound and stones and all kinds of attributes to each chakra. The element of this chakra is actually ether, and the color is a soft pastel pink or even a soft purple color. And it's right at the crown of your head. So as you meditate, you could maybe focus on surrounding yourself in this soft, glowing pink light. That is a color of happiness and true connection with the world around you. So if you don't want to necessarily focus on a chakra, you don't have to. The chakra is simply an option to help you learn some of the rich tradition of meditation, which has been around for over 5,000 years. Chakras are a big part of healing for Chinese medicine and also Ayurvedic medicine from India. Now, I want to share with you some ways that confident people think and feel. So I've shared several ways with you throughout this series, and I want to share with you number five, the fifth way that confident people interact is they speak with certainty. It's rare to hear the truly confident utter phrases like, I'm not sure, and I think. Confident people speak assertively because they know it's difficult to get people to listen to you if you can't deliver your ideas with conviction. The sixth way they act is they seek out small victories. And you could think of this as what you do every time you show up for yourself and meditate. Confident people like to challenge themselves and compete even when their efforts yield small victories. Small victories build new androgen receptors in the areas of the brain responsible for reward and motivation. The increase in androgen receptors increases the influence of testosterone, which further increases their confidence and eagerness to tackle future challenges. When you have a series of small victories, the boost in your confidence can last for months. So think of your vision quest as your small victory. And this is read from an article called 12 Things Truly Confident People Do Differently by Travis Bradbury. And I found this article on Forbes.com. So as you settle yourself down right this moment and get ready to meditate, think about what you know to be true about yourself with certainty. And keep this foremost in your mind as you meditate. Begin to relax your mind and body and feel yourself open up to your highest qualities. Name those qualities. Maybe you're loyal, perseverant, hardworking. Whatever it is, name those qualities. Now I invite you to think about a small victory you've experienced recently. Something that happened that made you feel the way you want to feel and was part of the journey towards what it is you seek in life. What is this small victory? It may have been something recently or something in the past, and that memory still lingers. Begin to inhale and exhale through your nose, allowing yourself to calm down naturally. Embracing the small victories you've achieved recently. Even today with what you're doing is a small victory as you meditate. Think about what you could do to achieve another small victory. What could you feel certainty about in your life as you achieve a victory? What is it that you know you can do and achieve? Visualize yourself achieving it. And visualize how you feel. Very nice. Continue to sit in stillness. Whenever you feel doubt or fear, repeat to yourself to refocus your thoughts. I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. You are so worth slowing down for.